Well, good evening, NFT enthusiasts. Today is Saturday, July 24th, and I just wanted to review some of the happenings last week in NFTs. Well, as it happens, DraftKings dominated the traditional headlines in NFTs this week with their newest initiative. Why stop there? Polygon is doubling down on NFT gaming. OpenSea is worth over $1 billion, and a whole lot more. Let's dive into this week's non-fungible token news. This week's non-fungible token news, DraftKings digs into NFTs. Earlier this year, NFL quarterback Tom Brady started NFT marketplace autograph.io aimed at sports and entertainment IP NFTs. This week turned the dial up for Autograph as the firm has partnered with DraftKings, who announced the DraftKings Marketplace. The marketplace will be an NFT hub for buying, selling, and trading NFTs in partnership with Autograph. The first release is set to drop in months to come. A joking matter, the first live NFT comedy event. Next week, Los Angeles will find itself host to the first ever live comedy NFT event. Non-fungible joking. The event team seeks to find a new way to compensate live performers, particularly in comedy, in a way that is residual and effective. The NFTs will launch as part of a broader partnership with Marketplace, JAMBB, and the Moonbeam Network. Polygon puts up $100 million. In last week's nutshell, we touched on Polygon's interest in furthering NFT, and now news this week is bolstering that Polygon is setting up a $100 million NFT gaming fund, opening a new division, Polygon Studios, and will look to fuse Web 2.0 games with the Web 3.0 technology. Polygon's COO described NFTs this week as bigger than Hollywood. Amazing. OpenSea Rise B funding. Speaking of Polygon, OpenSea has shared that they now support Polygon blockchain and also raised a hefty $100 million Series B funding this week from leading venture capital firm Andreessen Horowitz. The deal landed OpenSea's valuation at roughly $1.5 billion. More publication, Jack Ma's South China Morning Post. Another week, another news publication. Joining ranks of NFT exploration, Alibaba-owned South China Morning Post will become Asia's first news organization to do so, joining the global ranks of Time, CNN, and, as of last week's nutshell, Rolling Stone. The South China Morning Post is launching Artifact, a new standardized model for recording accounts of history on the blockchain. Not your normal non-fungible token move. Muhammad Ali, Fight of the Century on Sotheby's. Sotheby's is auctioning off a rare Muhammad Ali art piece as an NFT this week, depicting the 1971 Fight of the Century, a legendary face-off between Ali and boxer Joe Frazier. The piece was a major part of Ali's personal portfolio, and the NFT will include 15 seconds of crowd audio, symbolizing the 15 rounds of the fight. That wraps up the week. Please stay tuned for next week for all your latest on NFT or non-fungible tokens. And please tell all your friends to follow us on Twitter at ideaconnect2@twitter.com. Doing very exciting with the possibility of a broadcast next week for a startup that I'm working on with the Idea Connect Network. So if you have an idea, send me your pitch deck to Gary Kollgraff, that's GaryKollegraff@gmail.com. Thank you very much, and have a great Saturday. Bye now.